Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Doreen, D-O-R-E-E-N, Crohn, C-R-O-N-E. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Crohn as described in my report of 10-16-19, where this specifically pertained to injury involving her right knee on 12-25-16. Compared at that time, she also conveyed injuring her right knee again on 7-5-18. Compared, this is now one of the current subject claims to consider, period. She also alleges to have injured her right leg and ankle again on 10-21-20, period. In paragraph, she is now a 52-year-old woman who simply describes, on an unspecified date, a patient moved while being lifted, period. On another occasion, a different patient kicked her in the same knee, period. She understands her final diagnosis to be a torn meniscus and torn anterior cruciate ligament. These were repaired surgically. However, in August 2022, she underwent total knee replacement. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. She denies any previous injuries or problems to the involved areas. However, she states in 2022, her knee gave out while walking, causing her to fall and break her ankle. She was placed in a splint and on crutches at that time. New paragraph. As per a claim petition, she alleges being injured at work on 10-21-20 when her right knee buckled, causing her to fall. This resulted in injuries to the right leg and right ankle. She also filed a claim petition relative to an injury of 7-5-18 when she was kicked by a resident. She claimed permanent residuals to the right knee. She received an order approving settlement on 4-2020 relative to the claim number 2019-2411 from 12-25-16. This involved 22.5% of the statutory right leg based on residuals of extensive tear of the proximal anterior cruciate ligament, partial thickness tear of the mid-posterior cruciate ligament, and lateral meniscal tear, status post-surgical intervention, including right knee, anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction, with patella tendon allograft and a partial lateral meniscectomy. She then applied for a reopener relative to the 7-5-18 incident. She also completed answers to interrogatories that mainly indicate the questions were not applicable. However, she alleged increased pain and swelling and inability to perform daily routine activities without her brace. Still bother her, her knee gives out. The pain runs down her leg to her buttocks. She is unable to sit or stand for long periods of time and unable to sleep as the pain wakes her up. New paragraph. Additional medical records show Ms. Crohn was seen by orthopedist Dr. Carey, C-A-R-E-Y, on 11-3-20. She stated about 9 days ago, after a slip and fall on the stairs, she injured her right ankle. She was seen in urgent care and then sent for evaluation here. She had no prior problems with this ankle, but did have a prior history of knee surgery. She was currently splinted and using crutches for ambulation. And underline this is a different mechanism of injury to that which she currently asserts of the knee simply giving out. Dr. Carey performed an evaluation and diagnosed closed fracture of the distal end of the right fibula, along with sprain of the anterior talofibular ligament of the right ankle. Period. He reviewed the x-rays from the urgent care center that revealed full motion fractures from the lateral malleolus and probably navicular. Period. The mortise is intact with no widening. Period. He also diagnosed sprain of the anterior talofibular ligament. Period. She was going to continue using her crutches, and he placed her in a boot. Period. She followed up with Dr. Carey over the next several months. Period. This was rendered through 2/10/21. Period. Her right ankle fracture had improved since the last visit. Period. Upon exam, there was no pain with hip and knee range of motion. Period. The proximal tibia was non-tender. The proximal fibula was non-tender. Nor was there tenderness over the distal fibula. Period. There was some tenderness over the lateral ligaments and medial ligaments, but none at the fifth metatarsal or anterior process of the calcaneus. Period. He commented she had good improvement and would discuss return to work on 2/16/21. Period. He recommended she wear her brace for protection. Period. New paragraph. On 2/26/21, Dr. Sapega, S-A-P-E-G-A, performed an evaluation and commented upon the three alleged injuries sustained by Ms. Crone. Period. However, there was too much missing information from her record for him to make any specific determinations of causation relative to all three of the alleged injuries. Period. However, he opined the small medial meniscus lesion found by Dr. Carey at the second surgery was almost certainly of a degenerative nature and not caused by the knee-kicking episode. Period. As far as he was able to determine, there was no internal derangement or anatomical structural damage caused by that event. Period. The probabilities favor that the ongoing symptoms Ms. Crone was experiencing after 2018 related to the natural progression of her degenerative joint disease. Period. Exactly to what extent such degenerative joint disease may be attributable to the 12/25/16 work injury would in large measure depend on whether she actually tore her anterior cruciate ligament at that time or whether she had a pre-existing chronic ACL deficiency condition and merely sustained an anterior tibiofemoral subluxation episode secondary to that pre-existing condition on 12/25/16. Period. Also recommended updated x-rays and a follow-up MRI. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Rosen performed an orthopedic evaluation on 6/24/21. Period. He opined that in the incident of 12/25/16, she sustained an anterior cruciate ligament tear in the right knee and has undergone a reconstruction with allograft. She also had a lateral meniscal tear. There was a bone bruise on the initial MRI, indicating some acute traumatic episode. She had no prior problems with her right knee. She had slightly decreased medial joint space on the initial x-ray from 12/27/16. It was his feeling she aggravated some minimal to mild arthritic disease in her right knee. She then developed a medial meniscal tear when she was kicked in the right knee on 7/5/18. Period. This was treated arthroscopically on 9/28/18. Period. She has ongoing symptomatology in her knee, and in his opinion, has a risk of developing arthritic disease. Period. Explained new weight-bearing x-rays of the right knee should be performed, and discussed the potential options for treatment of the arthritic disease. Period. In regard to the right ankle, she has a moderate sprain to her anterior talofibular ligament. Period. She had some laxity, compared to the left with the anterior drawer test. Apparently, he also had avulsion fractures of the right ankle, which have gone on to heal at this time. Apparently, the recommendation was one or two cortisone injections into the right ankle, as well as physical therapy for 4 to 6 months. Apparently, he also wanted an MRI scan of the right ankle be performed to demonstrate whether or not there is incompetence of the anterior talofibular ligament. Apparently, he opined this is related to the incident that occurred on 10/21/20 when her knee gave way and she fell down the stairs at home. Pretty found causality with her right knee and right ankle, with the dates of injury as noted above. Period. She was currently working as a certified nursing assistant at Power Back, which does not involve any lifting. Pretty felt she could continue to do so. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Tucker performed a need for treatment evaluation on 10/7/21. Period. He noted her course of history to date. Period. Repeat x-rays of the knee were done, showing the tibia is slightly anteriorly translated. Period. The bone tunnels from the ACL reconstruction were evident, which was a transtibial technique with a metallic screw in the femur, and with transtibial technique, the graft is relatively vertical. Period. There is some moderate osteoarthrosis tricompartmentally, but worse in the medial compartment with the most narrowing and squaring. Period. He diagnosed right knee pain, comma, right knee ACL graft deficiency, comma, right knee tricompartmental chondrosis, comma, right knee medial and lateral meniscus efficiency. Parentheses, that probably is a typographical error. He wrote the injuries of 12/25/16 and 7/5/18 toward the ACL and both medial and lateral menisci. Period. He explained it as known in the literature. The patients that tear their ACL and meniscus develop osteoarthritis at a quicker rate, and it is likely her symptoms of pain are due to cartilage and meniscus loss. Period. He recommended further evaluation with a 3-Tesla MRI and discussed potential treatment options. Period. New paragraph on 12/15/21. She had an MRI of the right knee compared to x-rays done on 10/21/20. Period. Insert that here. Period. Dr. Tucker reviewed these results with her on 1/18/22, period. His assessment was unilateral primary osteoarthritis, as well as moderate to severe medial and patellofemoral compartment osteoarthrosis with ACL deficiency, period. They discussed treatment options, but she would like to pursue arthroplasty, period. In a note of 2/17/22, he opined this was related to the 12/25/16 incident. Period. New paragraph on 3/21/22. She was seen also at Rothman by Dr. Nazarian. Period. He also discussed treatment options going forward, period. Viscosupplementation injections did not alleviate her symptoms, period. On 7/11/22, repeat MRI of the knee was done compared to the study of December 2021. Paired Dr. Nazarian reviewed these results with her on 7/25/22. Paired they this time elected to go forward with arthroplasty. Paired new paragraph, surgery was done on 8/19/22. where Dr. Nazarian performed right knee arthroplasty using NextGen for the postoperative diagnosis of degenerative joint disease of the right knee. Period. Intraoperative x-rays were then performed. Period. She received home care for a few days. Period. She also participated in physical therapy. Period. Follow up with Dr. Nazarian continued through 11/7/22 when she reported improving and was returning to her normal activities. Period. She was not walking with a walker or a cane. Period. She was doing home exercises as well as physical therapy. Period. She was 10 weeks post-op. Period. Exam found motion was from 0 to 120 degrees with mild swelling. Period. She was going to continue doing strengthening exercises at home and was cleared to return to work effective 11/9/22. Period. Next section, physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed onchomycosis of several toenails. Period. There was swelling of the right knee and lateral right ankle, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. There was healed linear scarring anteriorly at the right knee, measuring 6.5 inches in length, consistent with her arthroplasty. Period. Her legs were shaven bilaterally. Period. Motion of the right knee was from 0 to 120 degrees of flexion without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the left knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. She was tender at palpation generally about the right knee, as well as at the right anterior talofibular ligament of the ankle, but there was none on the left. Feet and ankles normal, knees normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with antalgia on the right, but did not use a handheld assistive device. Period. She was able to stand on her heels and toes. Period. She changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 50 degrees and rise. Impressions. Doreen Crone alleges to have injured her right knee at work on 12/25/16, 7/5/18, and then on 10/21/20. Period. It is probably the third one that she alleges occurred from her knee giving way. Period. Nonetheless, the documentation describes she simply slipped and fell when going downstairs, causing that third injury. Period. She has had a protracted course of treatment over several years. Period. This involved various diagnostic studies, specialist consultations, and surgical interventions. Period. The latter will be inserted from my prior report. In paragraph, since evaluated here, she submitted to another surgery on the knee involving arthroplasty to be inserted here. Period. She followed up postoperatively with physical therapy and was improved. Period. She was then discharged from Dr. Tucker's care to return to work full duty towards the end of 2022. Period. Paragraph, the current examination found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the right knee. Period. She ambulated with an antalgic gait on the right, but no assistive devices or splints or braces. Period. Proprioceptive maneuvers about the knee and ankle were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is now 15% permanent or partial disability referable to the right leg, regardless of cause. Compare the increase from my prior assessment accounts for her arthroplasty. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the right ankle. Period. And